Hey there, my name is Wendy, and I'm an environmental toxins lawyer who is obsessed with showing women how to toss the toxins out of their life and embrace a more holistic lifestyle. I'll be dishing up bite-sized but binge-worthy episodes on all things detox, low tox, and what's that toxin? And what is it really doing to my health? I'm breaking it all down for you, separating the myths from the facts and pulling back the curtain on the products and beauty industry. You'll hear my unfiltered and sometimes unpopular, but honest opinions. No topic is off limits. We'll dive into what's really causing our thyroid issues, hormone imbalances, infertility, and more. Think of it as a crash course for all things holistic living, but for real life. You don't have to do everything. You just have to start somewhere. Let me show you how. This is the Detox Dilemma Podcast. Welcome to episode 20 of the Detox Dilemma Podcast. I am your host, Wendy. I am back in Virginia, so I'm back in my studio, my home office slash studio slash now, where we have our kennel for our brand new puppy. Yes, we got another puppy. So Axel, who's 2.5 years old, who is my German wire hair, who I love so much. He's my third child. We now have a Cane Corso Italian Mastiff, a sweet girl named Nala, who's joined us. So I'm sharing an office with her for a little bit while we're working on potty training her. Well, I guess with dogs, it's called housebreaking. But anyway, it's pretty much like having another baby in the house. I've also got my kids home from visiting their dad over the summer. We've got school starting in about a week. So things have just been a little bit crazy over here. Also with the launch of Toxin Free in 3, the very last time I'm going to be running it as a course via email where you're going to get to work with me one-on-one, have full access to me. And so that's been really exciting to see people jump in. And actually today's episode comes from somebody who just joined. And after watching me for well over a year, she finally messaged me and said, hey, you know, one of the reasons why I've been so reluctant to really dive into detoxing my home and purchasing toxin-free products is the cost. All of these products seem more expensive, and I seem to be overwhelmed with the idea of spending money when I am a single mom and I'm on a budget. And this is actually really common. Most people think that going toxin-free means spending more money. And I understand where that confusion comes from, because when you're shopping for something that is like a pre-made product and you're looking at it and it's something that is truly toxin-free, you're looking at a price that is higher than what you're normally used to purchasing, let's say, in a store. And yes, sometimes those products can be more expensive, but they are not always more expensive. And the piece that's usually missing is the piece where going toxin-free means becoming a minimalist. In my experience, it has saved me so much money. But this conversation really resonated with me. You know, I was a single mom for 8 years, and while I have a really good job that I am super blessed to have, I was living in San Diego, and anybody who's living in California knows rents are insane, food crazy expensive, gas expensive. I mean, even with a really good career as a single parent with 2 kids, I was on a budget. But I also had Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. I had a daughter with severe eczema that really needed good quality toxin-free, fragrance-free products. And this is the honest to God's truth. I save money by being toxin-free. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I do that. There's a lot of things that these companies have done to make us spend money. They are master marketers. Besides being master lobbyists, they are master marketers. So they're marketing products to you that you believe that you need, and things that have heavy scents. So you think that, you know, clean means something smells a certain way. But it's not just the product that they're marketing to you that entices you into buying something that makes them money. They've also sold you the idea of massive consumerism and that more is better. Let me ask you a question. If you were to go under your bathroom sinks and your kitchen sinks, or maybe your laundry room or wherever you keep all of your cleaning supplies, and you were to pull out every single cleaning product you have in your home and put it in a big tub, how many products would you find in your house? Do you have one for toilets and one for granite and one for stainless steel and one for windows and one for floors? do you have a bajillion different cleaning products in your home? I'm willing to bet the answer is yes. Most people do. I did. I was just like you 10 years ago before I went on this journey. I had all the cleaning products. And to top it off, I was trying to be good. I was trying to buy healthier products. So not only did I have a massive amount of cleaning products, they were the more expensive versions. Still toxic, didn't know it, totally greenwashed. The Methods and the Seventh Generation and the Mrs. Meyers, I think they were around back then too. I mean, so not only did I have a bunch of products that I was spending money on, I was buying more expensive products. But this is the lie that they tell us, that every single surface in your home requires a different cleaner. The other way that they manipulate you is you are buying a spray bottle, you know, a large spray bottle full of what you think is cleaner, whether it's Windex or 409 or whatever it is. And what they don't tell you is that in that product, maybe 5 to 10% of it is actually a cleaning product. And 90% of it is freaking water. You are mostly paying for a huge bottle of water, not to mention all the plastic from all the plastic bottles that you're buying to clean your house. Swapping your household cleaner is probably the easiest thing for you to do, and it's also the most cost-effective. I use a household cleaner concentrate. I personally use Thieves Cleaner. It's my favorite of all the concentrates that I've tried. And what's so great about using a concentrate is you just put that, 5 to 10%? You just put that little bit into a glass spray bottle, and then you fill it with your own water, and you can clean every surface in your house with it. I promise you, there is nothing special about those cleaners that you are using and the surfaces that you're cleaning on that you need all different cleaners. Now, if you want something that's streak-free, you can put a little bit of vinegar or lemon essential oil into a spray bottle and boom, now you have a window and glass cleaner that doesn't leave any streaks. But I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even do that. I literally use my household cleaner on everything and I don't see any streaks and I don't notice anything. And if there is grease or tough spots or rust or anything like that, all you do is sprinkle a little bit of baking soda over the surface and then spray your household cleaner on top and let it sit and then scrub away. And that's it. I've never, since the day that I started using a cleaner concentrate, I have never gone back and been like, oh my gosh, I miss all of my million cleaners in my house. I haven't missed a single one of them. And when you do it this way, those spray bottles, it's a dollar. So compare that to what you, I mean, even 409 or Windex are like, what, $4.50 on Amazon? And if you're going to get a non-toxic product like Molly's Suds, that's going to cost you $8.99. So yeah, if that's what you're doing, if you're buying Molly's Suds pre-made cleaners, you're spending a lot of money. You're doubling the cost of what one cleaner is costing you. But if you're using a cleaner concentrate, whether it's Thieves, which is my preference, it's my favorite because it has essential oils in it that have its own antimicrobial, antibacterial cleaning abilities all on its own on top of the natural surfactants. So of all the ones that I've tried, I think it cleans the best. And it also smells like cinnamony, clovey, Christmas, which I love. But Earthly also has one that is amazing that works great. It's a dollar. It's a dollar for a spray bottle. It's 1/4 the cost of a traditional toxin cleaner, and you only need one. So I'm going to challenge you to do something. Go scoop up all of your cleaners because they are releasing toxic VOCs even just sitting around in your house, even if the lids are screwed on. Go put them in a huge Tupperware, one of those big boxes of Tupperware that you can put everything in. Close the lid and go put it in your garage. It's still there if you want to go grab something, you know, to use it, but at least get it out of your house so all of those VOCs and all of the different toxins that are in those cleaners are out and they're in the garage where you're not inhaling them all the time. And then get yourself a cleaner concentrate and just try it. I have a feeling once you start using it, you're not even going to miss your old cleaners. You're going to save a ton of money. You're going to love the way your house smells. It's going to be clean, and you're going to realize you didn't need all of those things. The next area where I think going toxin-free saves you a ton of money is skincare. I cannot believe the ridiculous cost of skincare. I also can't believe that the beauty industry has convinced women everywhere that we need like 16 different skincare products to put on our face. We need our cleanser. We need a facial mist. We need a toner. We need a moisturizer. We need an under eye serum. We need all of these different things. I mean, I literally know people, so many people that own so many skincare products, and the ingredients are terrible. The average woman puts 168 chemicals on her body every day. And this is one of the reasons why we're using so many skincare products. And in my opinion, the best, most effective skincare products that are toxin-free that are on the market are simple ingredients. There are very few ingredients. They're just high-quality ingredients. I actually call the skincare industry a self-licking ice cream cone because they create these cleansers that have surfactants in them that are really harsh. So you're stripping your biome, your microbiome that's on your skin. So it's your first line of defense against, you know, bad things. It's your immune system. Your skin is your first line of defense. It's your immune system. And you strip everything off of your face using these harsh surfactants. So then you have to try to put moisture and healing things back onto your skin because you just stripped it. So the more you use the skincare, then the more you need the skincare. So then you buy more skincare. But if we stop stripping our skin, if you use some oil cleansing or some really gentle cleansers that aren't stripping your skin away, you need less products. I'm a huge believer in oil cleansing, and I will put some of my top blog posts on oil cleansers, how to make your own, how to make your own face serum. I'll share my face serums. I'll link them all in the show notes. Using high quality oils and essential oils to make your own skincare is so easy. And I know sometimes DIY is like a bad word. I'm here to tell you, as somebody who's wicked busy, it's so easy. Just like it's so easy to put a cleaner concentrate in a glass bottle and fill it up with water, it is equally as simple to take a dropper bottle and fill it with jojoba oil and rosehip oil. Rosehip seed oil is my favorite. And add in some luxurious essential oils. All you need is a few drops. Put a few drops of geranium, some lavender, some frankincense. And here's the thing. Spending the money to buy the jojoba oil, the rosehip seed oil, some frankincense, some geranium, some lavender, some good quality stuff, you know, that might cost you $100. But those ingredients, you can remake your face serum, like 25 of them. 25. If you go purchase skincare, you're going to spend $100 just on one bottle, probably. One cleanser, one serum. There's tons of amazing companies making non-toxic serums, but they cost a ton of money and they're so simple to make. The ingredients are so simple. You really can just put it together at your home, in your bathroom. It's super easy. So if you want to try that and save some money and have some fun in the process, check out the links in the show notes. The third thing that will save you a ton of money is getting rid of all of the toxic fragrance in your home. And I know this is something that is hard for people because you really want your home to smell amazing, but go around your house and pick up all your Glade plugins, your room sprays, your air fresheners, anything that is an artificial scent, and just get rid of it. You don't need to buy them. You don't need them in your house. They are causing serious hormonal dysfunction and reproductive harm. You don't need them. Wake up in the morning, open all of your windows. Even if it's just for 15 minutes, you're going to clear out the bad air quality that's in your home. You're going to freshen the air and you're going to get rid of any smells that you don't like just by bringing fresh air into your home. All of those artificial scents cost a bunch of money, and I promise you really can go without them. If you do want your home to smell amazing, it is not that expensive. If you get a diffuser and a handful of oils, you can get a large bottle of lemon, orange. If you like citrus, there's citrusy oils out there, lavender. You only use like 4 drops of an essential oil in a diffuser that runs in your home all day long. So that bottle of essential oil is going to last you a really long time. Diffusing essential oils actually costs you way less money than burning candles and buying up all of those artificial fragrance. And it's healthy and it's good for you. It can help support your mood. It can lower stress levels. There's health benefits associated with it, and it's going to save you money. So if you're somebody who's on a really strict budget, but you really want to embrace a more toxin-free life, start there. Start with your cleaners. Start with your fragrance. Start with your skincare. Take some time and figure out what you love. Enjoy using one household cleaner for your whole house. Get used to filling it up with water instead of running to the grocery store to buy more. And here's a tip or trick. If you're using a cleaner concentrate and it's, let's say it's a fragrance-free version or you don't like the way it smells, you can add pure essential oils into your household cleaner. I think I forgot to mention that. So I love adding like luscious lemon or a citrusy scent into my Thieves household cleaner. And I just love the smell. My house smells so good when it's clean. And I really do believe once you start making your own skincare and you see just how easy it is, you will never go back. If you've got more questions or you want some more guidance or advice, you can hop on over to my Instagram account at WendyCatherine_. I'm always there answering questions. Tag me with a screenshot of this episode and shoot me a question. It's me behind the screen. I don't have a virtual assistant answering questions for me. It's me. I do my best to always respond to every single message. And for the most part, I think I do a pretty good job. As always, thanks for listening and I'll see you next week. You, my friend, have officially finished another episode of the Detox Dilemma podcast. And if you want more, head over to WendyCatherine.com to get all the show notes and links to discount codes from our amazing partners. If you're looking for something specific to help you detox your home, make sure you check out my toxin-free shopping guide at toxinfreeshoppingguide.com. It's organized by category and makes detoxing your home simple. I'll see you next week. And until then, I hope your life is getting just a little less toxic.